Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. One of the men whose intelligence I admire most is J. Christian Adams. You have doubtless seen him in all of the right places of late. He is the author of Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department. A topic that, of course, has been much in the news these days because of what has happened in recent years, I guess now, in terms of fanning the flames of racial hostility and creating, perhaps, very, very dangerous conditions in our country. He writes the Rule of Law column at PJ Media. He was, for 5 years, a career prosecutor in the United States Department of Justice, so he knows whereof he speaks. These days he is the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and always a welcome guest here at Secure Freedom Radio. Christian, thank you for finding a few minutes for us. Good to talk with you.
Thanks, Frank.
You have, as I say, been much in evidence, particularly raising the alarm. Before you left the Justice Department, in your book, Injustice, and of late, about the new Black Panther Party, with whom this, the perpetrator of an ambush of five police officers and the wounding of many more, seems to have been associated. Tell us what you know about these guys and perhaps the importance of that association.
Well, first of all, they are not the old Black Panther Party. These are militant, anti-Semite, anti-white, anti-American black radicals who despise the United States. They're street theater experts. They are not like the old Black Panthers, who at least had some sort of social justice mission. They would have an ambulance or a food bank. These guys are totally different. This is a muscular, armed, radicalized organization that in Houston and Texas has been marching the streets saying off the pig with M16s and shotguns. They're possessing them in these marches, making chants like oink, oink, bang, bang. I've been reporting on them and warning about them for a very long time. I've warned people at the Justice Department, including the now Labor Secretary Tom Perez, when he was an Assistant Attorney General. The lawyers on the case warned people that this was not a bunch of clowns like the left and even some conservatives claimed they were back in 2010.
Just to remind people, this case involved their threats of physical violence to intimidate voters back in 2008, as I recall. Is that correct?
Correct. Philadelphia, 2008, a polling place, King Samir Shabazz, armed with a nightstick, stalking the polls. We brought a voter intimidation case against them, including the party itself, and the Obama Justice Department, after the inauguration, dismissed the case.
And there was a lot of reason to believe, and you've documented this very admirably in your book, Injustice, that this was basically the, you call it the racial agenda of the Obama Justice Department under Eric Holder. And it seems as though it is still very much alive and ill, shall we say, under Loretta Lynch, his successor.
It is. And understand, this is a psychological, philosophical, political, and ideological phenomenon, this giving of a pass to black racist radicals. And the starting point in understanding why this is because black racists are inconvenient to the narrative of the fringe left, who only whites can be racist, only Western civilization can be problematic. And so that is the starting point for understanding why they didn't do anything about the Black Panthers at the polls. They didn't do anything about the new Black Panthers with firearms possessed illegally, threatening to kill cops.
Now, they would be illegally possessing these firearms because they have criminal records?
Exactly. I've written many pieces almost taunting the Obama administration over the years as to why they are not doing anything about named individual party members who I name and I discuss their criminal records, felon in possessions, and they simply do nothing about it. And it's a stunning example of what happens when you ignore the warning signs. It starts with voter intimidation dismissal. It continues with not arresting them for felon in possession firearms. And then in Dallas, we see what happens when the most evil, vile racists are allowed to feel like they have free rein.
And as you've pointed out, there's a Training Day video that explicitly has one of the, I guess he's a field marshal of this group, talking about ambushing cops, you know, with ski masks on and AK-47s from hidden positions. This sounds like very much the prescription of what this fellow executed, Mika X. Johnson.
Yeah, when I woke up and heard about Dallas and heard that the person was shooting from hidden positions, I could think about nothing else except Training Day video and how we knew about this video years ago. And this video and this idea of going after cops has been central to the new Black Panther agenda. And when I later learned that the shooter was a member of the new Black Panthers, I wasn't surprised. I thought, my God, this has been brewing for how many years now, you know, since we first learned about this. I was tragically unsurprised.
I ask you to go out on a limb here. Do you expect more of this sort of thing to take place, Christian, perhaps in the context of the upcoming convention in Cleveland?
Well, I expect more of it to take place in direct proportion to the inactivity of the administration to do something about it. If this Justice Department doesn't start arresting new Black Panthers who are brazenly possessing firearms with criminal records, if this administration doesn't start sending FBI agents like they used to a long time ago, I can tell you, into new Black Panther events to monitor and if nothing else, take pictures of the people so you know who they are. If they don't start doing something about this, I do expect more.
I did want to switch to one other topic that I know is very much something you've been thinking about, too, as a former career prosecutor in the Justice Department, Christian Adams, and that is what on earth went down with respect to the FBI's decision not to prosecute, not to recommend the prosecution, at least, of Hillary Clinton for what has been described as extreme carelessness, the functional equivalent, certainly, of gross negligence, which under the law with respect to classified information handling is a criminal offense. What's going on with Hillary Clinton and the prosecution of her and her aides?
I think it's important to understand that prosecutorial decisions are ultimately made by the DOJ. This FBI song and dance is really, it's interesting, but it's not where the decision was made. The decision is always the Justice Department's. And James Comey said something very, very important in his testimony. It flew by like a supersonic jet, but it was there. And he said the DOJ prosecutors expressed, quote, grave concerns, unquote, about prosecuting this under this law, this gross negligence law. He made other allusions in his testimony about the unenforceability of the law itself based on Justice Department views. And so this was a decision not made by James Comey. James Comey is smart enough in the ways of Washington to know that had he recommended a prosecution, he would have been fighting an uphill battle with Loretta Lynch, with her cronies, with her political subordinates, and ultimately the line attorneys on the case. The line attorneys at Justice are donating to Hillary like 20-1 in federal campaign donations. So he knew the writing on the wall, and the writing on the wall came from Justice. It did not come from the FBI.
Does this mean essentially that Hillary is off the hook, do you think, or is there likely to be her pursuit through other means, Christian Adams?
I think she's off the hook, except to the extent that Congress does something. I mean, you recall during the hearing that Congress hadn't even made a criminal referral for her potential perjury before Congress. And so Comey said the FBI won't do anything unless it got a criminal referral from Congress, which hopefully by now they've sent.
Yeah, we will be talking with Congressman Brad Winstrup more about this in a moment. In the meantime, Christian Adams, thank you for the terrific work that you do at PJ Media and also, of course, at the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Your book, Injustice, Exposing the Racial Agenda of the Obama Justice Department, could not be more timely or more required reading than it is at present. Thank you, my friend. Keep up the good work. Come back to us again soon. DeRoy Murdoch joins us next. We'll talk with him about what on earth to make of this revolution in America. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.